Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Joan Matthews coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. And this is December 24th, 2017. And I welcome my guest. I just want to give glory and honor to the Most High God for bringing us here into another day and heading on into 2018. And if it wasn't for Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be alive today. And all glory and honor and praise be unto Him throughout all eternity. And I just, once again, I want to thank you guys for tuning in and anyone who would otherwise come on and listen. And today I want to continue this conversation on the love of God. Folks, we know that the greatest commandment is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind. And the second commandment is like that. It's to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. We are to love others as we love ourselves. And I just want to say that God is no respecter of persons. He loves us all equally. He loved us all the same way. I remember, you know, our journey here in this life is to just be charitable to one another, to take care of each other, to love one another. And if we, like the scripture said, charity covers a multitude of sins. If we don't look out for each other, then we are self-serving, we are self-centered. And so, folks, it's hard. I know it's hard for us to break off of tradition from what we were taught and what we grew up to know and to live by. And we cannot do anything that is holy, that is righteous of ourselves. We have to seek the Lord. We have to seek Him and search Him. The scripture said if we try with all our heart, soul, and mind, if we draw nigh unto God, then He will draw nigh unto us. And so the more time we spend with Him, is the closer He gets to us and with us. It's hard, especially in these last days. The enemy is like a roaring lion, and he seek and search whom he may devour. And you know what a roaring lion is like when it seek and search for its prey. It look for those that are distracted. And a lion look for those that are alone and those that are hurt or hurting. And he seek you to destroy you and to take you down. And so we have to be sober. We have to be vigilant. And we have to be mindful of our surrounding and of our heart. And we have to guard our heart against the wiles of the devil and against the enemy. So today, you know, I want to encourage everyone in Yeshua's name to just seek the Lord, because we are here today, but tomorrow is not promised to anyone. And we have Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, our advocate, our Lord, our Savior, our friend, the greatest friend that anyone you never know. Jesus is coming back. Repent and give Him your heart, soul, and mind. And don't let anyone steal your crown or your joy. And Jesus is coming back soon, and we don't know the hour or the minute. And if He doesn't come back next year or next month or next 5 years or next 10 years, be assured that our life itself is not promised until tomorrow. So any day and any minute can be our last day or minute. So let us not wait, but let us get to know Him as Lord and Savior. And, you know, to continue from yesterday's message, I just want to continue on with the love of God, because he's been, he has taught me so much about love and about his love. It's not that we love him, but he loves us. And I just want to continue on that. I remember just continuing from yesterday when the Lord said to me, you know, some family members had hurt me really, really bad. And family members that are very close to me. And, you know, as I cry out to Father, and I said, Lord, why do they hate me so much? And I remember him saying to me, it is not you they hate, it is I, the Lord, your God, it is I they hate, it is me in you they hate. And I remember, you know, Father said to me, love them for me. And I said, Father, I can't love them. I can't love them. I don't have what it takes to love them. And I was being honest. I just couldn't. I just couldn't bring myself to loving them because of the way I've been treated, you know. And as I said, Father, I can't love them, he said to me again, love them for me. And at that point, I started crying. I said, I can't love them. I don't have what it takes to love them. I don't have the godly love. And I can't say that yes, Father, I'm going to love them, because I don't have it in me to love them. And Father said to me again the third time, love them for me. And I lost it. I said, I can't. I don't have what it takes to love them. And I said, Father, the only way that I can love them is if you pour out your love in me, that your love resided in me, then I can love them. That's the only way that I can love them, if you pour out your love in me. And at that point, Father said to me, let me love them for you. And then he said something else that really, really, really got me thinking. He said, allow me to love them through you. Can you imagine that? We have to allow our Heavenly Father, we have to give him permission to come in. We have to open up the doors of our heart for him to come in so that he can love, he can do the work in us and through us, that he might have the glory. It is the works of the Holy Spirit. It's called the fruit of the Spirit, works that last unto eternity. And he said, allow me to love them through you. We have to allow the Father, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, we have to allow the Holy Spirit to come in and do the work in us and through us to love on our behalf. But we have to have the desire, and we have to ask him. The Bible said we have not because we ask not. And he said to us first to seek, and if we seek, we are going to find. And, you know, and so at that point when Father said to me, allow me to love them through you, I said, Father, I am not worthy for you to do such a thing in me. At that point, Father said, it is not you who is worthy, but it is I in you who is worthy. At that point, man, I fell on my face and I wept and I said, be it unto me according to your word, Lord, according to your will for my life, be it unto me. Come in me and love them. And you know, you want to know something? From that moment on, I had this compassion and this long suffering in me for these people, for these family members in my life, that I was able to love them the way that I couldn't love them before. And I remember one of my sisters said to me, how can you even be nice and love this person after what they've done to you? And I said to her, it's not me. It is not me. It is the Lord God in me. But we have to allow him to do the work in us and through us. When Yeshua told us to to pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You know what he's saying? We have to pray that our Father's will be done here on earth, because he's already accomplished your works in heaven. And how is our Father going to do his will on earth? He is going to use us. He's going to do it through us. But we have to allow him. So when I pray that prayer, I said, Our Father, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, in me and through me, as it is in heaven. So we have to pray that the Father's will be done here on earth, in us and through us. When our Heavenly Father did all that wonders and miracles back in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, he did it on earth. But how? Like, he did all that miracles, he freed the children of Israel through Moses. He did it on earth through Moses. He's looking for a body to inhabit. He's looking for a soul so that he can sit in the high places of each individual. And our mind, our soul, our heart is the high place from which the King of Kings rule and reign. When I pray, Father, please cleanse my thoughts and cleanse my mind, because I know that my mind, which is the same as my heart, is your high throne, the place where I invite you to come in and sit and rule and reign and be the head of my home, the head of my house, the head of my life. Come and sit, rule and reign. When Yeshua said, our body is the temple of the living God, he said, we were created in Christ before the foundations of the world for good works unto salvation. And he said, your body is the temple of the Lord. And what that means is that our body is a temple, a house, where we live. We live in this body. Our soul man, our spiritual being lives in this body. But God, the Father, in Yeshua, by his Holy Spirit, wants to come in and be the king of our domain. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is within you, within each and every single one of us. And the word kingdom comes from two words, king and domain, king's domain. So our body is the king's domain. Yeshua is king, Jesus, King Yeshua. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords over us, over our heritage, over our body, over our home. So I would say, Father, here is the key to my heart. I give it to you. Come in and go out as you please, and come and rule and reign in my life. I give you full access to my mind, to my thoughts, so that your will may be done in me and through me, that you may have the glory and the honor and the praise. So this is what we are to do, because we are not ourselves. We are not here to, in this life, in this world, to have gain, to gain riches, and to go about and do our own things and have our own will be accomplished. To what avail? What do we have to gain? You know, what do we have to gain if we continue to seek out the things of the flesh and the things of the world? I remember this morning the Lord was kind of putting some things on my heart, where he was showing me about us worrying needlessly about things. We worry needlessly about things. I remember when the Lord said to me, if you can only see yourself as I see you, as a little child, then you will know how much I love you. And what that means is that the Lord is saying we must let go, humble ourselves before him as little children, and let him take care of us. We worry about sicknesses. We worry about bills. We worry about finding a job. We worry about, and rightfully so, you know, because we're living in this world and there are things that we need to survive in this flesh body. But what the Lord is saying, give it to me. Let it go. Trust me enough that I will take care of it. And there are a couple of testimony or examples that I can share where I literally just let it go. Like when I was let go from my job in 2014, of a job of 14 years, I was laid off. And when everybody's was running around on my job, crying and fussing, and they don't know what to do, I was just walking around smiling, knowing that I was laid off because it's the end of that journey for me. It's the end of that stop that I made along life's journey. And the Lord, it's okay, because the Lord, I always say that when I leave this company is when the Lord was ready for me to leave. And I know that the Lord okayed that. And I know that he was going to take care of the next stop that I ought to stop in life, the next resting place, or the next, you know, project that he wants me to do, or my next stopping place, if I should say that, such, you know, put it that way. I know that the Lord is going to make the way for me, and I wasn't fussing or worried about anything. And I was home for about 6 months. And I was receiving a severance pay for 6 months. And as soon as that severance, because I trusted the Lord that the Lord would make a way for me and meet me, make my needs. Because I had a mortgage to pay and families, you know, three daughters in college, well, actually four daughters in school. Three of them was in college. And, it, you know, the Lord is making a way for me. And, you know, what happened? The day my severance package ran out, that Friday I got my last check. It was the same day I got called for a new job. I was offered a new position that very same Friday. And as 1 week into that, my first week into that job, another company called me and they offered me $10,000 more than that first company paid. And I quit that job before the week was ended and took the other position. And so God is merciful. And when we trust in him, he's never late. He proves how much he, you know, when we trust in him and we give him our all and we depend on him, he proves his might and his glory. And how else is he going to prove his power and his might and how much he loves us and his faithfulness towards us, if we don't give him a chance to prove himself? When my husband was in the hospital, he had a brain surgery, and they said everything would go well. And then during the surgery, he had a stroke, and the doctor he lost mobility in his right side. His arms, his leg was moving, his arms were moving. He was incoherent, and I was scared, and he was scared, and the kids were scared. And the doctor said within a year he may start walking again. And I look at him and I said, Dr. Shah, you don't know the God I serve. I serve an amazing God. And I told him, I said, my husband is going to walk out of this hospital within 6 weeks' time, because my God is awesome. My God can do anything and everything. And there are no impossibilities with him. And my husband walked out of that hospital in 6 weeks. He walked, as the doctor said, we're not letting him go until he's actually walked out of here. But he said, the doctor said, with nine months to a year. I said, six weeks, he'll be out of here, walking. And when he moved his leg and he was moving his arm, the doctor called me. He said, I couldn't believe it. He said, it was because of you. I said, no, Dr. Shaw, it was because of the Most High God, Yeshua HaMashiach. Give him the glory. So, trust him. Put your hopes in him, and he will meet all our needs. And so, you know, yes, eternity, loving God is an awesome thing. It's an awesome state of being. I come back to when the Lord told me to love them, to love them for him. And, you know, folks, one morning as I was getting ready to go to work, I was just meditating on how much God loved us, how much he has given for us, what he has done for us, what he transcends heaven and earth. He gave his life. The King of Kings gave his life for you and I, his created beings. He could have, when we sinned, he could have tossed us away. He could have destroyed us and start over again, because he had the power to do whatever he pleases. But because he's such an awesome God and he's rich in love, and his love never, ever, ever dies. Never dies. And I was thinking about these things and how God loved me so much, and how he's given so much for me, and he's always been there for me even when I didn't know it. He told me that, by the way. Because I said, Lord, how did I survive all these years in these terrible conditions and live to be this age? And the Father said to me, I've always watched over you even when you didn't know that I was watching, even when you weren't even aware of me. I always watched over you. And as I was thinking about all these things that the Lord have done for me and how much he loved me so very much, folks, I remember when I was praying to the Lord and I told him, Lord, I want to know what it's like to love you. I want to experience loving you. I want to know what it's like to love you with all my heart, soul, and mind. And I remember those things when the Lord said, when I told the Lord that I want to experience his love. I want to experience what it's like to love him. And that morning, as I was remembering, you know, how much God loved us so much, how much he loved me, all of a sudden, I felt this incredible surge of love in my soul for the Lord. I was feeling so in love with him. It's a state of being that I've never had it again in my entire life. I was literally in love with the Lord. I was so in love. I felt this love, this overflowing love in my soul for the Father, that I couldn't contain myself. And because I couldn't contain myself, I said, Father, I have so much love in my soul for you right now, and I don't know what to do with myself. And as I said those words, I was taken out of time and into eternity. And as I knew I was still in my room, but I knew I was someplace else at the same time. I can't explain it. It's a spiritual thing that you can't even explain with physical words, but as best as I can explain. And I said, I feel I'm so in love with you right now. I feel so much love in me. I can't. And I don't know what to do with myself. I was taken out of time and into eternity. And as I stood in eternity, I looked up, and there was no end. There was no up. And I looked down from where I was standing, and I was standing on absolutely nothing. I was standing in eternity, and it was a vastness of eternalness. That's the only way I can explain it. I'm sorry. But I felt a sense of endlessness. There was no light. There was no darkness. There was no up. There was no down. There was no end. There was no beginning. And as I stood in eternity, I was asked 5 questions. I was asked, are you ready to learn of him forever and ever and ever for all eternity? Are you ready to be taught of him forever and ever and ever for all eternity? Are you ready to be with him forever and ever and ever for all eternity? Are you ready to love him forever and ever and ever for all eternity? And eventually, are you ready to be made one with him forever and ever and ever for all eternity? And as I asked was asked those questions, and all I can say is yes, 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 yes. I am ready to be taught of him. I am ready to learn of him. I'm ready to love him. I'm ready to be one with him. I'm ready to be with him forever and ever and ever for all eternity. Folks, eternity is forever. Eternity is endlessness. And unless we start learning to be with him, unless we start learning to get to know him, unless we start learning to love him and to have a relationship with him, then where does that leave us when we come to the end of this journey here on earth? Life is one of a spiritual journey. It's a spiritual journey we're on. And folks, I encourage you, I encourage each and every single one of you to seek the Lord. Seek him for the truth in all things. Ask him to teach you how to love him. Ask him to teach you how to love others. Ask him to show you all the things that he desires to show you. The Father said we must love him with all our heart, soul, and mind. That leaves no room for anything else. And we have to give him our all. Trust in him to the point where we can walk on water. See, like when Peter walked on water, Peter trusted in him so much, unwavering faith, until he saw the waves coming. Then he doubted and he was sinking and he cried out, Lord, save me. And Yeshua said, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? We doubt. That's why we don't see the power of God manifest in our life. We believe, but our faith is so wavering. When I said to the doctor, my husband will walk out of there in 6 weeks, he probably was saying, oh, I feel sorry for you. He's not with this kind of injury. When he walked out of there, he's like, wow, he couldn't believe it. And that's faith. That's unwavering faith. That's faith. So, folks, I'm encouraging each and every one of you to just love God. Keep his commandments. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And when we keep his commandments, he said, me and my Father, we will come and we will manifest ourselves to you. We will show ourselves to you. We will reveal ourselves to you. So, folks, we are listening to the last days, and I encourage each and every single one of you to repent and to turn to the Lord, to love one another fervently, without grudging, without any setback. I encourage each and every one to forgive those who hurt you. And the Lord said, if we don't forgive our friends, our families, our neighbors for the little things that they have done to us, how can he forgive us for all the multitude of debt that we owe to him? We are to have a forgiving heart. We are to forgive. And so that the Lord himself will forgive us too much. To whom much is given, much required. And he have given much for us. He have forgiven us of all our debts. So we have to forgive others of the little little things that they have done to us. They may have hurt us certain way, but we must forgive. We must remember what Yeshua, what the Lord God himself has done for us. And in so doing, we must forgive our neighbors, our families, our friends, and ourselves. God bless you, and I hope to speak to you again soon more on the love of God. And may God richly bless and keep each and every single one of you during this holiday season. And I hope each and every one of you have an excellent holiday. And live to see 2018, and so that we can allow the Father to do wonderful and marvelous things in our life. So his glory and his honor and his praise. Amen.